Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
In order to deal with global credit card providers such as Visa or MasterCard, companies need something called a PCI, which proves that their own IT systems are robust enough to deal with in a safe and secure way. One Irish company specialises in this and even provides services to the Central Bank of Ireland, no less. It comes after it emerged that customers at the Fota Island Wildlife Campus in Cork urged their customers to change their bank card details after illegal activity had been detected. Ian Brown is the Executive Chairman of Integrity 360 and is on the line. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning to you.
Ian, tell us more about what PCI is and what companies need to do to get it or to pass it.
So PCI stands for Payment Card Industry Compliance. And basically, if you want to be connected to the principal credit card networks, you need to be PCI certified and accredited. And Integrity has, it's one of the several cybersecurity practices that Integrity has, where we actually help customers achieve that compliance and actually attest and certify their compliance on an annual basis. We're appointed to do so by the PCI Council, which regulates the industry. The individuals that do the work are known as QSAs, qualified security assessors. And we have a large team of those that operate around Europe, helping finance companies and retailers achieve that certification. But as I said, as you might imagine, a lot of it hinders and focuses around cybersecurity to make sure the systems are as robust and as secure as possible.
And you also pretend to be hackers and try to get into people's systems to test yes. Its robustness as well.
Yes, we do. That's another service practice we have. We offer something called a red team assessment, which is basically a full-on assault. These have become increasingly popular so that companies can understand where their vulnerabilities are, where their holes are. And we have a great team of guys and girls that, they enjoy that work, I have to say.
Were some of them actual hackers in the past?
Ethical hackers, in the sense that they only use their skills where they're authorized to do so. We don't have any. Obviously, we vet people before they come on board. But those assessments don't just focus on actually trying to electronically break in. Okay, we also do try to get in the door physically as well. It's actually quite astonishing how many companies don't take the physical security, i.e. just getting in the building seriously enough.
So ethical thieves as well.
Yes, ethical thieves as well. Yes, right. if you want to put it that way.
Now, I mentioned that you do some work for the Central Bank of Ireland. You also work with some of Ireland's biggest and best-known financial institutions.
Yes, I mean, just because of the nature of our work, I can't talk about the names of the companies, but yes, we do. We work with many household names in Ireland, not just in certainly in finance, but also in retail, in utilities, in education, and various regulatory bodies as well. And the nature of that work could be anything to do with cybersecurity. Integrity is a pure play cyber services business, but a very broad based one. So we can generally deal with any cyber issues that companies have.
And the legislation is getting very, very tough in this space as well. There's a lot of EU legislation that is very relevant, that is quite strict on what companies need to do to ensure the integrity of their data.
Indeed, it is, and quite right, and we help them achieve those certifications, and make sure that they're increasing the and raising the bar on their overall cybersecurity posture. It's a journey. It's never an end game. It's one of the things I have to get across to customers and CIOs and other board members of organizations is you're never done with cybersecurity. It's something that you have to constantly work at, because obviously companies evolve, systems evolve, acquisitions are made, supply chain partners change, and any one of those can create a new exposure.
Where do most of the bad actors come from?
Well, in the countries where you might possibly, I mean, there's some significant Russian groups, ransomware groups. There's others from other countries. I'm sure many of your listeners would
North Korea, Iran.
Yes, all of the above. But one of the things it used to be that a lot of the hacks were led by state-sponsored or organizations that were state-sponsored. But with the proliferation of AI tools now, it's actually made attacks easier for other more criminal gangs to be able to target organizations, which is why was one of the reasons why you have seen a prolific rise in hacking and attacks during the course of recent years, and unfortunately that will continue.
Yes, indeed. And you've been on a buying spree this week in South Africa.
Yes, we have. Delighted to welcome Grove. I mean, Integrity is now one of the leading pan-European cyber services businesses. We're headquartered out of Dublin in Sandyford. This week we took our first step outside the European continent with the acquisition of a business called Grove down in Cape Town. Delighted to have them come on board. Cape Town is a very interesting place to have a hub, good universities, good availability of talent, and looking forward to welcoming them into the fold.
Congratulations. That's Ian Brown there, Executive Chairman of Integrity 360.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.